musically meditated.
Musically meditated.
Musically meditated.
All right, welcome to Musically Meditated. Real quick, please share Musically Meditated with all your friends and family and your enemies. This is episode 29, one away from 30, and this is a special happy birthday episode.
Happy birthday.
And that's not me.
And we're joined with Justin Wallace from Juice Pro Wrestling. He is a member of the Green Door Network. He's under the Green Door umbrella.
I have a members only jacket.
Dude, that'd be a good idea.
Sure.
All green members only jackets, yeah. But with the Green Door logo.
That's a great idea. You guys heard it here first. It's going to happen. It's written.
And then we could all get our own numbers like Slipknot.
Yeah, we're going to run this shiz.
Yeah, we're going to run it. We're going to run the Northwest Indiana podcast scene.
I call number one, number 10. Number 15, number 69.
You can only pick one number.
Oh, damn it. He was going to be 69.
I sweat a lot. I need like four jackets.
I know. I'm going to be sweating by the end of this episode if we don't turn that AC on.
Oh, it was, yeah. It's
going to get a little moist in here.
It's going to get a little moist in here.
But yeah, this is the happy birthday episode. Sretton and I, we did one of these before in the early days, and it was for Deftones Around the Fur album. It was a 20-year birthday episode. So that's really cool. Check that out. Go back in the catalog and listen to it. It's about 20 minutes. And people that I've talked to that were listening in the early days and now, that's one that always gets a lot of love. I think a lot of people can relate to it.
Yeah, they liked it.
You know, especially like our age group, because that was a really awesome album, man, Wallace. I mean,
yeah, great. I think the first time I was exposed to them was Around the Fur. Well, no, maybe I'm gonna go backtrack here to The Crow, City of Angels, the shitty sequel.
Yeah,
I seen that in the theater, and the Deftones are
in the movie.
Yeah,
they're in the movie. Chino has dreads. Yep.
Yeah. That was the first time I had heard of them, and then kind of here and there.
But that was like the one that was on the radio that everybody heard first. But I mean, Scaife turned me on to that. That's in that episode because he had it. And then I remember I was playing football and it was always on in the locker room too. Mm-hmm. So it was like 98.
Yeah,
I know it came out in 97.
It was different, man. It was cool.
Really good album. But this episode is Happy Birthday to Diamond Eyes by Deftones. It came out May 4th, 2010. So it's 8 years old, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
A little background on it. It was number 6 on the Billboard 200, and it was their first release on Warner Brothers. It also
they were on Maverick, right?
Yeah, they were
Madonna's
always,
label.
Yeah, they were always on Maverick Records with Madonna until this release.
I never knew that when that first came out. It was shocking to find out. I was like, well, what the hell happened there? You know. But then again, what was their last album on Maverick? Saturday Night Wrist.
Saturday Night Wrist.
So it was probably like.
No, I don't hate on Saturday Night Wrist.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Did that come out before B-Sides? Because I think
no, B-Sides came out before. Yeah, B-Sides came out before because they were taking so long to record Saturday Night Rest because of all the issues.
Yeah.
Because B-Sides and Rarities came out in like 05.
Right.
But yeah, Diamond Eyes, like I mentioned, it was their first release on Warner Brothers instead of Maverick. And it sold 60,000 copies in the U.S. in its first week.
Good law!
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
print paper.
And then it was iTunes number one rock album of the year. So, you know, going back into 2010, that was a pretty good time in my life. And I remember I was really pumped up for this album because, like you said, Saturday Night Wrist was really dark and it was kind of disconnected. A lot of times that I saw them live at that time, too, they were hit or miss. They all gained a lot of weight. And I know that Chino was going through a lot of personal problems. Like, I think it was the later, like the back wave of a divorce.
Yeah.
And then a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol.
Of course.
So.
I'm feeling him on that.
Yeah. What, on the drugs and alcohol or the divorce?
All of the above.
All the above. All those dark times. I do like Saturday Night Wrist. A lot of people didn't like it. You know, like if you talk to a lot of Deftones fans, it's one of their least favorite, but it's not my least favorite. What about you all?
I like it. I defended it back in the day when it came out. I really dug it. I thought it was cool that that was the first time they went with a different producer, right?
And they used Bob Erzin.
The guy who did Pink Floyd.
He did Pink Floyd, The Wall.
And then he pissed Chino off, and Chino's like, fuck you, I'm going to, what was it?
He toured with Team Sleep, then he released the Team Sleep album.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was... like, I think they started the recording process in Connecticut at some mansion.
Yeah.
So they had all the music done, and Chino had a majority of his vocals, but he didn't like them, and then he was going through his battles with demons.
Right. And then he went to Sean Lopez.
Right. So Lopez, he did. They put out that Team Sleep stuff, and then he toured with them, mm-hmm. and then he came back, and that's when he got Sean Lopez, and then he redid all of his vocals.
Yeah.
So.
And I thought the vocals were great. I thought it probably worked out for the best.
Probably.
You know. But as I go back and look at the album now, I'm like, I can kind of see now where some people were like, eh.
There's some really good songs, and there's some that you can skip. Like, you never go back to them.
Right.
Like, Cherry Waves is phenomenal.
Yeah, I love the acoustic version.
Kim Dracula is like Kim one of Dracula. My favorite songs.
We've seen that at Riot Fest.
Riot Fest, yeah. Riviera, the last song, is great.
That is probably my favorite song on the album, dude. That the way that just builds, and it's great, dude.
See, so it's really not that bad.
It's not. But just as an overall, you know, in their catalog, like overall album, as far as like front to back, there's some songs I'll skip.
Right.
You know?
Pink Cell Phone sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hole in the Earth really isn't good.
No. You know, it's funny you say that, because like, think of like a single that they've put out that you never got tired of.
I kind of get tired of all their singles.
I know, right? Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. But not backtracking, but after Saturday Night Wrist, they got into the studio to record an album called The Eros, and they went back with Terry Date. So Terry Date did...
That was Terry Date?
Yeah, their first six albums. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. He did Adrenaline up to self-titled.
Terry Date did a lot of shit, too. Yeah. Soundgarden. Did he do Alice in Chains?
Oh, yeah. Alice in Chains, Incubus, Pantera. I mean, yeah. Terry Date, yeah, he did the Deftones first.
He's got a lot of money.
He's got a lot of money, and he's got a really good sound. But they went back to him because it didn't work out with Ezrin, or however you say his name.
Bob Ezrin, I think.
Ezrin, thank you. But unfortunately, towards the end of making the album, Chi Chang, their bass player, got in a really, really bad car accident. Yeah, and he was with his sister, which was really bad, but he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and he was in a coma for...
Was it a car accident or a motorcycle?
It was a car accident, but he was in a coma for what? I mean...
Years.
3 or 4 years.
I remember I stayed the night at your house. This was... When did he die? It's been like 3, 4, 5 years.
I think he died in 2012.
Yeah, something like that. I remember staying at your house and waking up and like seeing on my cell phone that he had just passed away. I was like, oh, shit.
But yeah, Chi and his backup vocals, I loved them.
The Snaggletooth, that's what it was all about. What was self-titled? What was Pins and Needles?
Yeah.
What up, bro?
That's great. He was doing backup vocals on Damone, too, the track. But yeah, so all that was going on. So they scrapped that entire album. They never released it, and then he passed away, and then out came Diamond Eyes. And with this album, too, they used a different producer, and his name's Nick Revaselix, something crazy like that. And what's cool is he did it all analog. They refused to use Pro Tools on this recording, and it only took them like 2.5 months to do it, too. And Chino said, you know, they just got in a room and threw sounds at each other like the old school way you would start a song in the basement together. And they wrote it all together in a small room. And I love it. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and another change too, obviously she wasn't there anymore. So they added Sergio Vega, and he's from Quicksand. And at first I didn't really care for him, cause it's like, you know, she was like
replacing.
You're replacing she, those are big shoes. Cause he was just like that permanent token member of the Deftones, and like if you ever watch any old like interviews with them, he's just
that was cool
super
about them too. Is I mean, they all play their part and they all have their own kind of identity. That's what's cool about a band where it's not just we're focusing on Chino, which a lot of people do because he's got that, you know, makes the panties wet type of voice and, you know, some really cool high pitched screams, which I've kind of taken some of that from.
Stole it from Chino,
but all of those dudes, like Abe had his own cool personality that you're like, man, that dude's fucking awesome. Steph,
he's like the coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
You know, you could just hang out with him.
Yeah, and you know, Chi was just probably like just drinking and like rocking out.
Well, he was like,
shit.
He was going to school to be a professor, I know, in literature.
Yeah, and
remember the bamboo parachute or something? Yeah. I have that. It's
is that a sexual maneuver?
I think so. It's like his poetry album, but Chi's, he was very well spoken and very respectful guy. And whenever you watch any interviews, you know, He's a great dude. Like, you could just tell he was genuine. We could bring him on the podcast, and I'm sure he would show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he were alive still, but...
Yeah.
Right on.
But yeah, R.I.P. Chi.
Yeah, R.I.P. Chi. So, like I said, backtrack, Sergio fills his spot, and I know a little bit, like, he filled in for Chi a couple times throughout the years when he had family stuff to do. So I guess the first person they called was Sergio because they were thinking about breaking up, you know, when you lose a huge member like that.
Yeah, original member too, right?
I think they may have had one bass player before him, but I don't know.
And was Abe the original drummer?
No.
I don't think
they've been around since 1988.
Yeah.
But we're talking like the first year and a half or something of existence.
Right.
But you know, Sergio had some big shoes to fill with Chi gone. And a difference, too, with his bass playing, I noticed, too, especially with this album. Chi played with his fingers, Serge played with a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And with Diamond Eyes especially, you can tell it's like a Stefan album, you know, the guitarist.
Yeah, there's a lot of chugging and, you know, we'll get into the songs and stuff. But
Right. But yeah, no, like the focus on the sound and going back to analog and they refused to use Pro Tools. This is the first time he used the 8-string baritone guitar.
Because
remember, Steph always used 7 strings, and then in the early days it was 6, but he used an 8-string baritone on this, and he was influenced by Meshuggah's guitar tone.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big Meshuggah fan.
And not that he plays like Meshuggah at all.
No.
But that deep chug-a-lug.
Right.
And you can tell that
fat low end. He got it.
Yeah, it's basically a bass string. The top string's like the low G.
Yeah.
You know, on the top of an 8-string. So that's super low.
He's got to be calloused up.
Right? And like the neck on that thing is as big as Stretton's
neck.
Neck. As big as Stretton's neck.
It's a big neck.
It's a big neck.
It's a thick neck.
It's a thick neck.
Mike Tyson neck.
Right. Right. But like I said, Nick Rekoselix, or however you say his name, he came in and...
You've seen the butcher.
But he came in and really, I think, put their sound where it needed to be. And this album was kind of a little bit of a backtrack. I know some people were hating because they stuck with what worked.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't take a lot of chances.
Well, and who are we to know that that's not what Warner... You said they went to Warner Brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they wanted. It's like, hey, or maybe their mentality going into it, like, hey, it's a new label. We got to leave a good impression. Let's kind of rehash some stuff that we did, you know.
We know it's going to work, but
right.
Like doing research on this, because I've been obsessed with the Deftones since I was 16, you know, Chino said, hey, we had all those dark times with Saturday Night Wrist and Eros, and then we lose Chi. Like, he wanted to focus on making it a positive album. You know, like he wanted it to be like a jam because there's a lot of jams on here, you know, like Diamond Eyes, you've seen The Butcher, Rocket Skates, the first single. I mean, it's a good album to just party to, you know. I mean, Stretton, what do you think? You think it's got a good
party vibe? Yeah, it's got good energy.
Good energy.
When I listen to it, so you gave me a little homework. And before we started recording, you asked me if I ever listened to it. Now that I think about it, the year it came out, I definitely didn't. Because my introduction to the Deftones was right before they were in the movies. When I started to go through my Korn phase.
Right.
And then they were on City of Angels. And they were
Korn and the Deftones back in the day. Dude, the Metro in Chicago, all kinds. Yeah, they were around together.
They were also on the Queen of the Dance soundtrack. That's the one song that sticks in my head. So on this album, there was a song that I thought was like rhythmically almost, I couldn't tell you which one it was, but it sounds a lot like it. Different lyrics. But
I
like
think
everything
it's
real
sex
similar.
Tape. It's sex tape and Digital Bath.
Yeah.
Tonight, you know, like tonight.
Like
is,
I said, to me, I think this album was they took fucking Around the Fur and White Pony and just kind of smashed them together.
It's the album that should have came out after White Pony.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I do feel self-titled was as much as I love that album. It always felt incomplete.
Yeah. But it's
like
a good album.
Like they're like, writing the album, and then the record company's like, hey, motherfuckers, like, come on. We want this shit out.
They got
it's
fined when they were making that album. You know, they were fined. Like,
right.
But I did, I like it opens with Dragon Eyes, right?
Or Diamond Eyes.
Diamond Eyes. I kept thinking,
I don't know.
All day long, I was like, don't say Dragon Eyes. Don't say Dragon Eyes.
What do Dragon Eyes even look like?
What a botchamania. But, hey, can you throw in the
but yeah, Diamond Eyes. So, but it's almost like a really, really good like warm-up track to get going. You know how when a concert starts,
you have
to start with something really
like
good to get everybody
summer,
into it?
You know?
Right. That's. I'm glad you brought that up because I do want to backtrack into my experiences with it. Going back to when that song came out, Diamond Eyes, the opening track, I was at work. I was working at the steel mill. I was in a crane, and I was with a buddy. That came out as a single. I'm like, dude, we got to get tickets. So they put tickets out, but they were doing it sparingly, and especially for the Midwest. So I was so anxious, and so was he, and so were others, that we bought the... Where is Founders Brewery at? Is that Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Okay. So we bought Grand Rapids tickets and we took a road trip there. And they opened with that song at the Orbit Room. And then they went into Diamond Eyes. That was the loudest like guitar riff or show I've ever been to. Like it was like, it made me nervous. It was crazy. But we took a road trip. It was me, my cousin Ian, Hopper, Jimmy Bolovich, Ricky, and my buddy Mike Mathis. Like we took a straight up road trip there. And it was a great time. Great time. But that was a good opener. And they always, they opened with Diamond Eyes for a long time live after that.
It was good. But even the second track, which I can't remember the name of, was like a good, it's a good second track where you like, you got the first one out of the way, you're nice and warmed up, you're jumping around if you're at the concert, and then they played that one, so you go nice and ape shit at the starting of that one because it's a good second track.
Well, and that's one thing they always, I believe that I'm reading interviews that they've kind of prided themselves on was setting up the album so it flowed together.
They're very good at that.
Yeah, that putting all the tracks in the right places so it's, it's kind of weird because then when you hear those songs like out of order or something in the mix live with like different songs, it's kind of like, it's still good, but you know what I'm saying? You get, it gives you so much more like emotion and attachment to that album when you just, you know what's coming and it's, it all works and blends together. Together. Yeah.
Together.
Together. Perfectly.
Together. Together, we got it perfect here. But where are you from? North Dakota. But you could tell, you know, that's what makes a really good album when you don't have to skip a song. And that's why this is only 8 years old, but you do not have to skip a song on this album. I think it's one of their best and it's in my top three. But that's a good point, Stratton. Like, you could tell how it blends in from the first one to the second one.
I did want to skip the third one.
To the third one?
Third one is
the third one?
Command Control?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to think
that's
how that...
the I ran out of beer at the concert. Better go refill.
Oh, yeah. Really? I like that song. That's like a...
He's got the real high, scratchy cat voice on that one.
Yeah, it's about a woman commanding and controlling your life, telling you what to do.
No thanks.
Right? Well, you could tell he's a little frustrated. We'll do that. We'll go through the songs right now. And then the fourth one is You've Seen the Butcher.
I love that song because of them to hear. It's kind of got like a...
It's not very Deftones-y.
No. It's kind of out of the box. It's almost like I
hate... A blues.
Yeah.
It's got a blues vibe.
Very bluesy.
There he is with that 8-string, right?
Yeah.
Like same with Diamond Eyes, the first song. Like
I love that video too with all the bloody women.
These were their best music videos. Yeah, they all have blood. They're soaked in blood.
They're all sexy.
Super sexy.
You can do sex to me.
Yeah, so You've Seen the Butcher. That was a good one. They always play that live, too. always. And then Beauty School. That's like a nice, pretty one. That's a really cool video, too. It's like their tour at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all the tour footage. I like those kind of videos.
Panty ripper, for sure.
It is a panty ripper. And then Prince. Wallace, that's your track, ain't it? Isn't that your favorite?
No, Royal is.
Oh, Royal is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Prince, I got to see him play that live a few times. And that was somewhat recently. That's a good track. I know they used to do sound checks with
him. When did you last see him?
Last
year? Year before?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Was that right? No, you saw him after.
No, I saw him after. I saw him with Neil and Cug.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? You couldn't go. You had things to do. You were too cool that night.
Yeah, right.
He had the garden.
Yeah, he had the garden.
Water his lawn.
He had to do what he was told.
No more!
No more. Right. But no, what was that? What was that show? It was at the Northerly Island. So, and then backtracking to that, too, I did see both shows for Diamond Eyes tour. So we saw that one in the Orbit Room when we took the road trip. I want to do a podcast on that just with the people that went because it was such a good time. So I'll save that. And then the second time I saw him with the release of Diamond Eyes was at Northerly Island and it was called the Black Diamond Sky Tour.
With Alice in Chains?
Yeah, it was a great tour. It was Mastodon Deftones, and Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
At Northerly Island, and it was great. Awesome sound. And going back to like with Diamond Eyes, you could tell they had like a breath of fresh air. You know, I mean, they lost their buddy. They lost Chi. Chino lost a lot of weight. They all lost a lot of weight. You could tell they took their craft a little bit more serious.
Right.
I know they also, like, went over to Orange Amps, too, like Sergio and Steph.
Was that when Chino started using that white SG with Eazy-E on it?
I think that was Koi No Yoken era.
Was it Koi?
Yeah, okay. That was cool.
I love that guitar.
Yeah, he's always got cool SGs.
Eazy!
Yeah, little Eazy-E shout out. But, yeah, they were awesome live during this era. I've seen them, like, 25, almost 30 times. And, you know, I've seen a lot of really good shows, but they were their most on point when this album came out. So, yeah. Prince, we talked about that. And then Rocket Skates, that was the first single. That was a little bit unorthodox, too.
It was cool. It was a cool song, but it was just too long. You know, like it seemed like if they could cut like a verse, because it was the lyrics were very, and the setup was very repetitive.
Disagree.
I think they could have cut it a little.
But no, I like, come on, man. Rockets. Well, Case, no,
but when I was talking earlier about like singles that you can't stand, you know, I think that for me,
I can't listen to that anymore.
Really?
Rocket Skates?
Yeah.
Not really.
I like the riff, you know, but it, for me, it just seemed a little too long, you know?
Okay.
Like, what was it? It was like almost 5 minutes or
Guns, Razor, Knives.
Yeah, I love that.
That's the coolest chorus ever. Yeah, he just screams guns, razors, and knives. And that's a cool video, too. That's a really cool video.
Yeah, that is a cool video.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then Sex Tape, we talked about that. That's got it. That
never
has
made
a,
one.
No comment. Yeah, Sex Tape. That's like crazy. It's like mermaids and shit underwater.
Yeah,
remember?
I do like that one.
That's a cool video.
That's a cool video.
Dope song. And then Risk. I like Risk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Cool fat guitar riff. Mm-hmm. And then 976 Evil, which is a cool movie.
I own
but
it.
I really, really like that song. That's like probably like when I go back to this album now, mm-hmm. I always listen to 976 Evil and then This Place Is Death, the last track, because I think those songs blend together the most. Very shoegazy, but The 976 Evil, that has a lot of elements and hints of like him dealing with Chi's death.
Right.
You know, so you could kind of pick that out, because all the other lyrical content with this, which is somewhat similar of White Pony, Chino's kind of one of those lyricists, especially with this. He's like, I didn't want to write about my problems. Like he kind of, he takes paint and throws it against the canvas, you know, right. Kind of like a Kurt Cobain did,
mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a lot of imagery and sorcery.
It's kind of like, it's in a lot of his stuff too. It's like, it's just lyrics, you make of it what you will.
Yeah.
You know, he's just writing, like, and it sounds good to him.
Yeah.
And people can say, oh, well, this was about that. And he's come out and said that, you know, like you've said about certain things. But I remember reading a lot of stuff about him where he was like, it's, you know, I'm just trying to paint a picture, and whatever you see, that's you. That's yours.
Yeah. You can interpret it the way you want for
right.
yourself.
Which
that's
is
what
cool.
really makes a good
yeah.
songwriter. I mean, Morrison did it too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And hey, am I putting Chino on the same pedestal as Morrison and Kurt? Why not?
You just did.
I think you did. Why not though?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I mean, I'll put it to you this way: for Deftones to stand the test of time like they have, I mean, because they were basically, they were at the ass end of the alternative grunge right. thing,
and then the rap
kind of coming
too,
in, yeah,
the pimp core.
And that's where they were, yeah, the pimp core shit. They were kind of muffled into that, but they. And early on, you know, he was doing the lyrical flow.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't rap. He
lyrically flowed.
Liar.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. But and it kind of they just grew. They grew more than any other band that
right.
Of that time. And okay. I guarantee it to this day. I mean, I know Korn and all those shit bands still play, but who really packs a house and can really sell out places as good as they?
Still
do,
can.
Yeah, still can. Right. Yeah, and do it.
A loyal fan base. And like you said, they keep putting out great music.
Yeah, and the music's been consistent.
Very consistent.
Yeah.
And with this, they did kind of backtrack, but I like the sound.
It's good.
And it's a good flow.
And hey, what a way to give, you know, we're on a new label. We'll give the fans a little bit of throwback, you know. That's kind of cool in a way. You know, there's a lot of people who wish some bands would go back to how they sounded. You know?
Right.
Korn tried it once and they flopped.
Another thing too, man, what's his name? Frank Delgado, the sample guy, the keyboard player. He was really starting to shine on Saturday Night Risk, but he did a great job on this album.
Yeah.
Like you could hear him in every song, you know, he's putting in the atmospheric background noises. And that was such a good like addition when they added him around the Fur Days, but he really shines on Diamond Eyes.
Oh, yeah. I think he's great.
He's great. Like that, because I remember like when it first happened back in the day, everybody was like, oh, I don't know about it. Like a lot of people hated him. It's like, no, he's a permanent member.
He's a fucking DJ of the band.
Right. No, he's not in there. Sreten, did you pick up on any of that after like a few listens today? Like him doing, he's filling in the empty spots, like synths, samples, all that jazz. Did you pick up on any of that?
No. Okay. I just listened to it. I listened to it I listened to it three times today. Like I said, all the way through.
Thrice.
And thrice. And, I don't know. I was just kind of having like late 90s, early 2000s flashbacks. I was just really enjoying it this morning. And then some different stuff. There's some drum stuff in there that I specifically was slowed down and I really enjoyed too.
Yeah, he's...
But nothing that filler. Yeah. My ear didn't catch it. I didn't listen to it enough times.
Abe's drumming on this is really badass. I mean, he's been a solid, consistent drummer for a long time, but...
Yeah, he's got great timing, dude.
Great
yeah,
timing. And the ghost notes, he's always just throwing out great ghost notes, like, with the snare. But yeah, his drumming's on. The bass, like I said, with Sergio, he's kind of just jumping in, you can tell.
Yeah.
You know, trying to fill Cheese shoes, but he's good, man. And, like, especially live, I think he made him a lot more tight. Like, not saying that Chi was loose, but...
Yeah.
But remember, not to diss Sergio, though, man, but remember his when he was trying to do the backup vocals, you're like, no! Yeah. I remember back when the sub came out, like, you were not having it.
No.
Because you remember, too, Wallace, when they first came out with this, this was 8 years ago, but it was, like, the first live streaming of an album in its entirety, and they played it in London.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Like, I sent you the link. Like, isn't that crazy, like, how much technology has advanced right now? I mean, we could live stream this podcast.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was, like, the first live streaming thing. Don't quote me on
it. I wonder
if
that's on YouTube.
It is. I know that they were playing in England. I know it was 2010 in England. But it was really good because they just went in to every song.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, good times. So... another thing with the album, like I said, I like nighttime albums and I like summer albums, and this is definitely that vibe, like from the album cover with this owl on it, you know, it just has that cool summer nighttime vibe. And I remember going back, and you know, it's a good album, in my opinion, if it takes you back to that time, and it takes me back to 2010 summer nighttime, because this came out in May. And life was good, and you know,
I was rocking this album in the kitchen at Gaucho's late at night.
Were you?
Oh yeah, and then partying right after that, hitting the bar.
Stretton
knows about that Gaucho's.
You know about the Gaucho's?
Sam Barricat.
I plead the fifth. Gaucho's, wonderful establishment.
Not Feast bad. Of Meats.
Rest of meats. In peace, Gaucho's.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
What was that bar called downstairs?
The Twisted Martini, was
Twisted
that
Martini.
That was one of the names, yeah.
Yeah, and then they came back. We actually did, I brought my buddy Kevin, shout out to DJ Scudder.
Scudder.
Scudder! we started doing fever parties down there and stuff.
Is that where the fever started? I thought that was at the house.
Well, it went to the house. But we were trying to bring it everywhere. I think we even brought it to Illinois one time.
Damn, it was that deep. I remember a few of those. I was there.
What are fever parties?
Don't worry.
What we
about
do
it.
Is secret.
What we do?
I'll Google
secret.
It.
There's a Facebook page somehow, some way.
Still exists.
Don't ever update it. You know, I haven't updated it in years. But
all right, so we went through 1 through 11 with the regular tracks. Mm-hmm. They did have a remix for Rocket Skates by M83. I don't know if you ever heard that, but it's good. Is and it was on the 7-inch, because the Rocket Skates single 7-inch, I do have it, of course, but that's on the other side, and it's good. You know who M83 is?
Yeah.
They're kind of like a emo-y, The Cure, something. Then the other title, or not the other title, but the other cover was Do You Believe by The Cardigans.
I love that song.
Could you give us a little vocal sample?
Do you really think?
Yeah, it goes a little something like that.
I think so.
Yeah. Chino enters his, I don't know, Cardigans phase.
Yeah. You know, I mean, once again, bringing it, that's some shit that I'm sure chicks listen to that and they're just.
Dude, the Cardigans are awesome.
Gushy.
But the guitar riffs on that's heavy. It's cool. He's playing that H string.
Yeah, I think it was very well done. I was very well surprised. I think out of the three, that's probably my favorite.
Stratton, you heard that too, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did.
Thank you for your input.
Well, you guys listen to it like 1,000 times. I don't have the informational access like you guys do.
And then here's Ghosts. Now, that was a really weird one. Remember, it's by a band called Japan. You could tell that's Chino's weird new wave
something
band. There's a lot of like wind chimes and mystical feelings and seances and animal sacrifices or something going on. But yeah, it's one of those listens.
I didn't like that.
All right, I didn't really either, but
no,
Caress,
neither.
Drive Like Jehu. I love Drive Like Jehu. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember
I did
that cover?
Like that one.
And they hit it. They hit the nail on the. They just come out. Remember, it starts with that crazy intro.
Yeah, the trem picking.
Yeah. It sounds like a meth head trying to surf or something. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and that's how a meth head trying to surf sounds. But yeah, man. For everyone, I don't know, do you love the Deftones? Do you hate them? Did you like Diamond Eyes? Where does it rank out of all their albums? What, you know, get back to us on this. Wallace, where's it at on your Deftones album list?
Wow, that's a good question.
What's your top three?
Top three? I'm going to say Koi no Yoken.
Oh, God. Kick him out.
Kick him out. He go.
He's never invited again.
Around the Fur. What would I put? I might put this one there.
Number three?
I might put it at three, yeah.
You like this better than White Pony?
No, shit. I forgot about White Pony. Man, they're... How many albums are they on now? Six, seven?
Eight. Gore was eight.
Maybe I'd put this at four. Yeah, we'll definitely do four.
Okay, I'm going to put it at number three.
Okay.
You know, we had Nick Lumen here for a second, but like he said, kind of a tie between Around the Fur and White Pony at number one. So I'll just say Around the Fur number one, because I've said that forever. White Pony two. This number three. As far as a good album, you could put it on, you let the needle drop and just let it go. Mm. You don't have to skip. You're like, I don't really like that song. You just let it go in that sense. But it does revisit old school things. So like you said, Sreten, it's got that 90s, 2000 vibe for sure in it. So, but did you guys like it? Did you hate it? Do you love the Deftones? Do you hate them? Where does it rank?
How often do you...
Whose side are you on?
Thank you. How often do you still revisit them, Joe? You still, like, during the week? Like, you want it because of the anniversary. You want to listen to this. You want to talk about it. But, like, how, like, during the week?
You know what?
I'm a Dave Matthews every other morning kind of guy.
Oh, God. Yes. Bite your tongue, Sreten.
You know what I mean? Like,
I listened to this album so much when it came out that summer. Like, I definitely played it out. Like, I really don't ever go back to Diamond Eyes. I don't go back to Rocket Skates.
No. I do those, like, Do You Believe? I'll go to that every once in a blue moon.
I go back to 976 Royal. Evil a lot. And like he said, Royale, like kind of the more of the obscure tracks. It just comes and goes. I'd say I'd probably listen to a track from this album every, I don't know, a couple months. And I've been going back to 976 Evil a lot. You know what the Deftones have on YouTube? And it's really, really cool. They have fan-made music videos.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it doesn't show the band playing or anything. It's just how the person interpreted it.
Yeah.
And the 976 Evil one is awesome. It's an awesome, awesome fan-made video. That weird B-side Lovers 2 from Self-Titled is an awesome video. Like, there's
The Lovers.
The Lovers, yeah. There's that's like that old live thing. Oh, yeah, it was.
It's like,
interview.
We have Abe and Chino on here from Deftones talking about the new album. It's called The Lovers.
And she was like, yeah, everybody knew about that, but so we're probably going to change that up.
And then, yeah, Abe's like, yeah, dog. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right, dog. That's how Chi introduced him in some interviews I watched in the past. He's like, he's the only white member in the group, but he thinks he's black.
Yeah, totally. He's ghetto.
What Chi used to say about Abe. But yeah, I love Abe. But every now and then, Sreten, I go back. You know, I played the shit out of this. And the last song, This Place Is Death, is just an awesome, awesome, weird track. It's a really cool closer.
I always...
never saw him play that live.
I dug Chino. I always dig a lot of his song titles. You know,
Deftones got the coolest song
titles. They really do. And I remember when this album came out and like seeing, like, you know, This Place Is Death. I liked Command Control. I liked
You've Seen
Rocket
the Butcher.
Skates. Yeah, You've Seen the Butcher. I was like, man, dude, like
they called the song Prince because Prince is like all of their favorite artists. Like every member really is a huge Prince fan.
I know that. 976 Evil, and I caught that right off the bat. I was like, that movie. Fucking talk about that movie, right? They gotta be. You know?
Yeah,
but I thought they always have some cool fucking names for their songs.
Always.
And even on Koi had a good...
All their songs always have cool names. Even on Gore, Acid Hologram, like that's a great name.
It's not like, you know, nothing... It's not as good as mine, Spaghetti Headdress, but, you know...
like Spaghetti Headdress. Make somebody wear it.
Yeah.
Make them wear it. But, yeah, man. So, people, say happy birthday to the Deftones. Thank God for this album. It was a good time. It brings me back to a good time in my life. That summer. That sweet summer of 2010. But I do revisit it. It's a good listen, so check it out if you haven't, and shame on you if you haven't. And if you don't like the Deftones,
what the fuck's your problem?
Come on. And especially if you were hanging out with me in 2010, you know I gave you a copy of this because I was so pumped up. I gave everybody a copy of this, and I think the first version I had was like the rough mix because it was like even heavier, a little bit more bassier.
A big deal. Wasn't this pretty much the longest gap between albums? Because 2006 was 2006, Saturday Night Wrist.
Right.
And then,
this came out in 2010.
Right.
Because all that stuff we talked about earlier with Chi, because they recorded a whole nother album, which is Eros.
Right.
You know, so hopefully that sees the light of day.
You never know.
And that, like, remember, though, that one single, Smile, came out. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the first year anniversary of Chi's death. And I believe Chino put that out there when he had been drinking. So that's what the rumors have been said. But he put it out on YouTube. And you could tell it's probably not a master copy, but that's a really good song.
It's still cool, and it's cool to hear because there's always that mystery of what was that album going to sound like, you know? Mm-hmm.
And Deftones were always good at doing teasers like that with their album releases, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they'd
yeah.
always like put out a couple clips, or they're really good at marketing too.
Remember
like,
White Pony when they had that? It was back in the day. You can go to like Warehouse Music. Remember that mm-hmm, shit? Mm-hmm. And they'd give you the DVD, and on there they had like the White Pony little mini movie, like Mini Maggot, I think. Or
it's called Mini Maggot. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and like the people with their skin.
It had
the leopards.
It was the
shit.
1984, like the movie or the book. It was a total like 1984 ripoff.
Like people making love. Yeah. Mecking out.
Yeah, it was great.
Skin falling off, wearing gas masks, you know, like post-apocalyptic lovers.
Checks off like seven of my fetishes.
Oh, it's trying to come in with the creep. With that creep.
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta get out of here. Turn on that air conditioner. But Wallace, real quick, tell everybody about your podcast, man.
Juice Pro Wrestling, me and Sretton the Savage over here.
Shug, you mean Shug you better pay up or we'll break your legs.
Break your fucking legs!
If y'all want to get in the podcast game, don't let that smile fool you.
Yeah, check it out. You guys can follow me on Facebook at Juice Pro Wrestling Podcast. We're on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling, Twitter at JP Dub Podcast. It's a good time. We talk about wrestling past, present, and future, and pretty comedic.
And we can find you under the Green Door Network, right?
That's right.
And YouTube, like, you know, Facebook.
Any podcast platform.
Any podcast platform under Green Door Network.
Yeah, subscribe on the Green Door Network, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, right? Sretton, what else is going on with the Green Door Network?
Just growing, trying to get every show its individual iTunes page right now.
Right.
We got you on there, and I'm real happy about that.
Right.
So we're trying to get everybody else on there.
Good.
That way we can keep growing.
Growing and showing.
Growing that audience.
Yeah.
It's
I'm a
super
grower,
exciting.
Not a shower.
The most exciting thing is every week we check like numbers with Musically Meditated, but I like seeing the map. And
the map is
like,
pretty neat.
Like the global highlights, and when a new country pops up, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're listening to us in Honduras.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may not know what the fuck we're saying. But,
but yeah. Way to go.
Perfect.
But perfect. But yeah, another thing to subscribe to Musically Meditated. Like Sretton said, it's on iTunes.
For reals.
It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. It's on Stitcher, iHeartRadio.
Right? So we're going to keep talking about subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
For sure. People do it until, you know, when we have to get plane tickets and bus tickets to go to your house and choke you out if you don't subscribe.
I mean, we don't have to threaten people.
Stop threatening people on my podcast.
The host of Juice Pro Wrestling here. It's a shoot.
It's a crap shoot. Expect the unexpected.
But if you listen, you obviously like the show. And if you like the show, tell people about the show.
Yeah.
Because the subscribe helps us get seen on the internet. But if you're in
we don't want to
somewhere,
work.
If you're in
this.
California and you're listening to this, tell somebody else. Like, tell everybody around you about this. Because this is, I've listened to all the music review shows and all the podcasts online that talk about the stuff that Joe talks about. And I'm not tooting anybody's horn, but this shit's good.
Toot away. Toot away.
I'm not trying to tug you off, guy.
Take it easy, Wells. But yeah, I'll shut up.
No, go ahead, man.
I was like done. It. Just tell somebody, man.
Yeah, just tell people.
It's a really good show. We work really hard to get it together. Yeah. And
all your support is appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been awesome so far, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, and I'm super excited about it.
And like Wallace mentioned, too, it's like we don't want to do our real jobs anymore for a living. We want to do this for a living, right, Wallace?
This freak of nature is about to swell, and when I get big, I'm going to explode floating through the veins.
Oh, man, there we go. So, yeah, you got to subscribe. J-Dub Podcast. The Green Door Network, Musically Meditated. We're all together on this, or in on this, but Wallace, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another happy birthday episode, you know, because we could go back, reflect on some of the good stories. And Sretton will give you more homework, but you're going to have to give more than one.
I did pretty good.
You did. You did. But you liked the album. What would you give it, Sretton?
Seven.
Seven. Wallace?
I'd say 7 or 8.
I say 8. Yeah. So yeah, 8 out of 10. I think any album, if it, you know, resonated with you, and it's still you still go back and jam it, mm-hmm. and you could put the needle down and let it spin and not skip a track. It's an 8, and the packaging too, awesome album cover, great summertime nighttime vibe. So if you haven't heard this or you forgot about it,
summer's coming.
It's hot in here. Sweating, saving on the AC.
Cheap bastard.
Every penny counts.
Every penny. But yeah, everybody, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Subscribe to J-Dub.
JP Dub. Musically Meditated.
Green Door Network. Pricks on Flicks. What else is going on, Sretton? You got something else in the woodworks, too. Do you want to talk about that?
Stephanie's Train Travel still out.
Stephanie's Train.
Who am I missing?
Don't you have something you're cooking? You're cooking.
I'm cooking like six other shows, but unless they're online, I'm actually working with a guy in Maryville who has his own gin. He's got a gym called Life Power.
Okay.
And so he's got a podcast and a bunch of, he's on Facebook and YouTube, and he's.
What's the podcast called?
Life Power Journeys.
Okay.
So that's Luis Gonzalez. They call him Coach Luis. He's a badass.
Shout out to the coach.
Shout out to the coach. He is.
So if you hear that, look it up. Look it up on every platform.
And then everybody too, go to Green Door Bookstore in downtown Hobart. All books are $1. Michael can help you out with college books. He can order you new books. Correct?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So please go there. Also check out Montego Bay. Awesome Jamaican jerk place.
Love
I just
it.
Smashed some food before I came in today. Teddy is the man. Great staff. Good beer. What else do they have on tap there right now? They have an 18th.
I just drink the Red Stripe.
Yeah, I just drink the Red Stripe.
I do
too. You know,
I keep a Jamaican.
Hooray,
look,
beer.
See, I got an empty one right here.
I actually fancy it up. There's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, that's right. We drank Cabernet there before.
Yeah, I drank
got
that red
one.
Wine over there. Yeah, I don't know why. I like.
He's got a little Andre in him. Look at us.
He does.
So yeah.
But and then also check out the Librarium.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good
stuff.
Good coffee
bar.
The best peanut butter. The best vegan.
Yeah. All you Facebook freaks need to share all of this.
You do.
Everybody is all on Facebook, and I know everybody uses this. So everybody we're talking about. Yeah. Let's
As long as we're pitching our asses off.
Yeah.
As of this recording, Tom Lounge's record bin is officially open.
That's right, awesome. Tom Lounge's.
Yeah, so go there, check it out, and check out that episode. That was a really good one. We did it a couple.
Yeah. You know, that was awesome.
Two before. Yeah, you got to go to the record store. But like, when is...
Buy some vinyl.
Buy some vinyl. Buy some cool... He's got some really cool old rock and roll memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Got to check out Tom's place. When is it? It's officially open right now?
As of when this podcast drops.
Yeah.
It'll be three days old. May 11th. Yeah. It'll be three days old. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, so Librarium. Hober's doing some good things. And we like giving them, I don't know, our business. And I hope everything works out, and actually everything is going to work out.
That's right.
On the rise. And if you do go out to Porter County, make sure you go to Fluid.
Oh, yeah.
You
Fluid's
know,
the best.
Get some coffee out there. We love Fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chuck and Allison. Fluid filled. Good stuff. Good
And
food.
If you ever need the energy to straight run through a wall, just drink that nitro.
That nitro.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful with that nitro. Chuck set me up, man.
I'm hyperactive myself, so if I drink that, man, I go insane.
Yeah, I start hearing voices. I want to fight my shadow when I drink that.
He gets Joe got all paranoid, and then he was like, "Hey, man, I saw the future, and everything's gonna be okay."
Okay. Remember, me and Michael were getting shifty eyed when we drank that.
You guys were eyeballing me. I didn't know what I did.
Sure, they put a fat sackle roof on the mix.
I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, everybody, thanks for checking it out. Go back to Diamond Eyes by Deftones. It's a classic, good summer nighttime album. And Deftones, thanks for putting it out. And stay, you know. Thanks for putting out good music. I appreciate it. Adios. I'm musically meditated.
That's right.
I'm musically meditated.
That's right.
I'm musically meditated.
Or my ass over there.